今天再次欢迎大家，新的一年。
We welcome everybody in this new year.
刚才有没有欢迎新的？第一次来的举个手好不好 ？The first time，
yeah,
第一次来。
Anybody who is new here， yay！
我们欢迎你们。
We welcome you。
等一会留下来，我们一起在奉主祷告的时候，大家可以来交流。
So later on, we'll have a small group, pray together, that we can communicate them.
也欢迎 Esther 的先生见过啊，
welcome,
欢迎你。
Esther husband.
对，欢迎我们林一伟。
Welcome everyone.
那我们讲到这个新的一年，我们要反省一下我们的信仰。
We will have to think, back ourselves.
Could you put another stand? 另外一个 ，Yeah. 他可能等一会需要来放圣经，没事，让阿姆来。我想问问大家，我们基督教的信仰究竟是在做什么？
So,
是不是要把坏人变好人？你觉得坏人变好人的是什么？
So I want to ask everyone, what do you think of our belief, what we Christian believe? Do we want to make bad people become good people?
那你在你的节目中，你不一定要举手。你觉得这个信仰究竟是为了什么？
You don't have to raise your hand. Just think it in your heart. What is it that we believe?
那其实最主要的呢。最主要的
the main thing is
是我们要重新给我们的创造主连接起来。
The main thing is important thing is that we need to connect with our creator.
可以说最主要的不是把坏人变好人，也是重要的，坏人变好人也是重要的。
The main point is not to make bad people become good people. Though it is important, it's not the most important one.
其实最主要的是，我们跟我们的创造主要连接起来。
Our relationship with God is the most important.
曾经有一个有名的科学家叫 Pascal.
There was a famous scientist, Pascal.
是的，他可以说是计算机的先父。
He's the father of computing.
他发明了二进制。
He invented something famous important.
Yes. 16岁的时候就发现了一个数学定律。
He discovered a scientific law when he was 16.
他是一个很有名的物理学家。
Very famous physicist.
他也是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
A very devoted Christian.
他写了几本书，其中一本叫做 The Ways of Heart.
So he wrote a couple of books. One of them is called The Wills of Heart.
心灵的道路。
The Wills of Heart.
因为当时呢，这个因着科学的发展呢，就是说好多人开始偏离基督教的信仰，在欧洲。
So at that time in Europe, as the science develop, people's heart is far away from God.
因为他们觉着信仰呢，好像不太合理。只是相信，好多东西不能解释。
They think that believing doesn't make sense. It's just believing. Lots of issues cannot be solved by believing.
但是呢，当时有很有名的一批科学家呢，他们为信仰在辩护和争战。
But then there was a time. At that time, there are a group of scientists. They are debating about the belief.
他们的 defense.
Defense, yeah, defending the belief.
那其中一个就是 Pascal。
One of them is Pascal.
他说人心有一个道路不是脑子可以知道的。
So he said, there's a way in people's heart that brain cannot rationalize.
他是一个非常有名的科学家。
He's a famous scientist.
他其中写到一些东西。
He wrote.
他说我虽然一直在研究这些东西。
Even though I'm studying science.
但是我非常的恐惧。
I'm quite afraid.
那为什么
？Why?
上帝把我们放在宇宙这样一个角落
？Why God put us in the corner of the universe?
为什么让我的生命和这些死的东西连在一起
why God wants to connect my life with all these non-living, non-living dead things.
因为他一直在研究物质的东西，是吧？
Because he's been studying the material things.
他说我要寻找那造物者的踪迹。
I want to find the footstep of the creator.
他因为这些科学家呢，他的显现力非常的丰富。
Scientist's imagination is very, very wide, very full.
他们也非常的聪明。
Very smart.
他们也会想到生死的问题。
They will think about life and death.
但是他一想到他自己在这个宇宙的角落，一个黑暗的角落，孤零零的在做这些这样的事情，但是不知道归宿在哪里，他就非常的害怕。
So he's afraid every time he thinks of when he's in the corner of the earth doing all this scientific stuff, but there's no, he cannot see the end.
在他死的时候，在他的衣服里面发现一些可以说是遗嘱吧。
When he's dead, they found out some a will among his remains, his clothes.
他最主要的，他就写的东西是：我认识我的创造者。我认识基督。
He wrote, "I know my Creator, Jesus Christ."
他就写的都是 joy, joy, joy.
Yes, he wrote.
喜乐，喜乐，喜乐。
Joy, joy, joy. That's what he wrote.
所以这就是他对人生和对这个上帝的认识。
This is how he sees life and how he knows God.
虽然他一生有很多的成就。
Even though he is very successful.In his life.
其实他一生也非常的多病。
During his life, he has lots of sicknesses as well.
39岁就过世了。
He died at age 39.
但是他一直非常的爱神。
But he loved God.
他的创造发明极多。
He discovered Christ.
所以在数学界和物理学界呢，包括在这个计算机的行业，人不会。不知道 Pascal.
So in the field of mathematics and physicists, no, everyone know Pascal.
但是，基督教的教会里面可能不太清楚他是谁。
In the field, we Christian might not know who he is.
在上个世纪和上上个世纪，十九、二十世纪呢
？In the 19th and 20th century.
像英国皇家学会，几乎百分之百的这个科学家。都是基督徒，特别是十九世纪。
In the 19th century, the Royal Academy of Britain, most of the scientists are from there.
They are
Christians. Yeah, most of the scientists are from there, and they are Christian.
包括牛顿。
Even Newton.
发明了牛顿三定律。
Newton.
万有引力定律。
The three laws of thermodynamics.
Three laws.
I still remember some.
Yes. 还有地心引力，对吧
？And the gravity.
其实，还有很多其他的。
There are many others.
包括发明电磁学的Maxwell.
Including the Maxwell discovered electromagnetic field.
还有发明氢因素的这个。还有当时遗传学的孟德尔
，and something about DNA.
Okay, that's okay. 那他们在这个研究科学的过程里面呢
？During their research.
其实他们不是在研究科学。
They are not doing research.
他们在找神。
They are looking for God.
因为没有人。那个时候对苹果落下来感兴趣，只有牛顿他会感兴趣。为什么苹果往下落
？Because at that time no one is interested. Why the apple fall from the tree? Only Newton is interested.
别人就是掉下来就掉下来。
Other people say if it's fall then it falls.
因为他们为什么感兴趣呢？他们老会问这些 why 为什么
？Scientists always ask why and why.
所以他们一直不断的会探索。
They will keep searching and searching.
所以呢，英文叫做 discovery.
The English word is called discovery.
叫做发明，发现。
To discover.
为什么呢？就是把这个真理的面纱呢，揭掉。
So to take away the veil of the truth.
让它显明出来。
And let it be shown.
我们并不能创造任何的真理，真理已经在那里。
We cannot invent any truth. The truth is there already.
但是你要 discover， 你要把它的面纱揭掉，让人看得清白。
You need to open the veil, let people see the truth.
那所以呢？这个英国西方的科学家呢，就说后来这个西方的科学远远超过中国。
So scientists from the West is way past the scientists from the East.
其中一个原因呢，
就是 one of the reason
他们认定有一个创造主。
They know that there is a creator.
我们中国过去的四大发明，那最主要的是实用，中国人是为了用。
China, one of the four main discoveries from China is oil.
Mainly to use.
Mainly to use.
Apply.
Apply, yeah, mainly to use and apply.
但是他们并不太关心这些为什么。
They don't really care why.
但西方的科学呢，因着他们都信仰上帝。
Because the scientists from the West, because they believe there's a creator, they believe in God.
他们认为，特别基督教信仰里面就是说，上帝是活的，是有人格的。
They believe God is alive and has personality.
所以他有他的思想。
So he has his own thoughts.
他有他的情感。
And his emotion.
他的意志。
His thoughts.
他所创造的东西呢，一定会有秩序。
Whatever God invented has law.
Order.
And order.
所以如果有秩序，他一定有定律。
If there's an order, there must be law.
定律就是法律。
Law.
法律就像人间要有法律，东西也要有法律。
We need to have laws, and things have orders and laws.
它如果越轨以后呢，它就要找到，就会毁灭。
If it's deviated from its course, from its order, it will be destroyed.
人也是这样，东西也是这样。
Same as human.And material things.
当然，这些人让科学家给这个世界带来，世界的物质世界带来亮光。
But scientists bring light to our world, to us, to this world.
牛顿当时发现这个三定律，还有这个万有引力定律，还有一些光学的定律和微积分的时候呢，就帮你 translate everything.
So when Newton discovered all his important laws,
当时有一个。天主教的神父讲了一句话。
There was a Catholic father said one thing.
其实牛顿是一个清教徒，他不是天主教徒。
So actually, Newton is a Catholic, not Christian.
这个天主教的神父就讲了一句话。
So the Catholic father said,
说 God said, "Let Newton be, and there is light." 说神说让牛顿出生就有了光。Anyway, it's like a Bible, the first verse. God said, "Let there be light." There is light. 神说要有光就有了光。那因为牛顿带来大光。
So and the Newton bring a lot of light to us.
但是这些带来大光的人，他们对生命的认识，并不满足于他们的发明。
These people bring light to our world. They are not satisfied with the life and death.
他们要的是生命的光。
They want the light.The light of life.
在牛顿的图书馆里面。
In the library of Newton.
如果按百分比讲，他的书哪个多的话呢？大部分的书是关于圣经和宗教的书。
If you want to compare percentage, most of the percentage of the books, the scientific book and the Christian book, mostly his book is about Christian.
Anyway, 我不讲这些科学家，一讲起来很兴奋，我会讲两天。
I don't want to talk about the scientists, otherwise I get too excited.
但是讲的就是，我们基督徒的生命就是要找到那个真光。
The life of our Christian life is to find the true life.
我们要找到生命。
We want to find life.
给我们的创造主呢，再次的连接起来。
We want to create, connect with our Creator.
你知道人跟自己的创造主能够连接起来，那是多么伟大的一件事情。
How amazing it is to connect with our Creator.
你想想，如果是一个计算机，你造了一个计算机，
You invented a computer.
你放在旁边，
You put it on the side.
它跟你毫无关系。
If he You have nothing to do with the computer.
他也不管你，你也不管他。
He doesn't. The computer doesn't care about you. You don't care about the computer.
他能真正发挥他的功用吗？
Can he, do his own work?
他的命用见会是什么？What is his fate?
What is his purpose? What is the purpose of the computer?
或者你造了一个更高级的，是一个机器人。
Or if you build a robot.
哇，长跟你长得很像，能做很多的东西。
Looks like you can do lots of human things.
但是呢，他决定不跟你发生任何的关系。
But he has nothing. The robot has nothing to do with you. No relationship with you.
你是他的创造者。
Are you his creator?
但是呢，他认为他可以做很多的东西。
But he thinks that the robot thinks that he can do lots of things without you.
他可以修正他自己里面的程序。
He can repair itself, reprogram itself.
电池坏了，他自己可以换电池。
He can change the battery if the battery runs out.
你知道现在的机器人下线器可以下过继线器大师，对不对？
下线。
下线器啊 ，the play checker.
Oh.So you know now the robot can play chess even than human or chess, yeah, even better than human.
他说我不需要，我不需要这个创造我的人。
So the robot said, "I don't need my creator."
他会怎么样
？How the robot is going to be?
他的命运会怎么样
？How is his the robot's fate going to be?
我相信他虽然很聪明，但是。因为你造了他，你知道一些东西，他是永远不知道的。
I believe because you created the robot, you know something about the robot that the robot doesn't know itself.
是不是？
Right?
我们人如果不跟我们的创造主发生关系呢？我们的生命，我们的目的是不清楚的。
If we don't have a relationship with our creator, the purpose of our life is not so clear.
那所以我们今天。来敬拜我们的神。
We come and worship our God.
我们要感谢耶稣，把我们
Thank you, Jesus.
把我们和我们的天父连在一起。
We thank you, Jesus, for connecting us with our Creator.
那所以我们需要有光。
We need the light.
我们需要有这样的启示在我们的心里面。
We need this kind of light.
最重要的启示就是耶稣基督。
The most important revelation is.
那其次呢？因着耶稣基督呢，我们不断需要他的光在我们的生命里面。
We need Jesus to keep getting this revelation.
为什么？因为每一天的生活。
Every day in our life.
我们每一年的计划。
If the plan for every year.
我们生儿育女。
We have kids. We get married.
我们工作。
Our job.
都需要光。
We need light.
这个光不仅仅是说我信耶稣 ，everything is okay.
Yeah, this light doesn't mean that I believe in Jesus and everything will be fine.
但是我们需要不断的从他那里面接受光。
We need to keep getting this light from Jesus.
那我们需要不断的来亲近主。
We need to keep coming to God.
我们不断的要来这里来敬拜。
We need to keep worshiping.
那我们。因着我们个人的恩赐有限，我们需要彼此。
Because of the limitation, by ourselves, we need each other.
那其中一个恩赐，关于这种启示的呢，叫做先知的恩赐。
One of the gift is called the prophetic gift.
所以我下个礼拜呢，我请了一位知名的先知会在我们中间来服侍。
So next week, I invited a well-known prophet among us.
那先知的服事呢，就是帮助我们认得我们的命定，我们的呼召。
So the prophet will come and enlighten us our purpose and our calling.
那按理说，我们每一个基督徒，圣灵在我们的里面呢，我们都会听到神的声音。
So normally we Christian we have Holy Spirit in us. So somehow everyone of us can hear God's talking to us.
那我们为什么需要先知呢
？So why do we need the prophet?
很简单
，simple，
因为我们不知道全部
，we don't know everything，
而且我们的生命成长呢有一个过程
，as our life a journey goes on， there's a process。
有的人呢，就他比较成熟
，some people are more mature than others。
那有的人呢，刚开始这样一个属灵生命的旅程，是个 baby。
Yeah， some of us is still a baby， still drinking milk。
所以需要关怀，需要别人的帮助。
So needs encouragement from others, from the prophet.
那我先给大家读一些经文，就是说我今天也稍微介绍一下下个礼拜这种先知的服事。
So now I just want to introduce the ministry of the prophet.
历代志下20:20。
So that is in Chronicles 20.
20:20.
If you go to our mother church, Papa Gideon always talk about this.
为什么呢？因为这是我们西安教会非常注重。
This is a church of science is paying attention to.
因为我们要完全心在神的心意里面。
Because we want to walk in God's heart.
另外，在这个末后的时代呢，有很多的变动在全世界。我们要在这个纷乱的时代里面呢，得到神的保守。
So in later day, there will be lots of shaking in this world. So we want to get God help in this shaking world.
那怎么样能够得到神完全的保守呢？
How can we get God's protection?
我刚才讲了，我们中间成熟的程度不一样。
The maturity level among us is different.
我们需要教会。
We need the church.
我们需要牧养。
We need to be fed.
我们需要不同的恩赐，其中一个恩赐就是先知的恩赐。
We need different gifts among us. One of them is the prophetic gift.
先知是教会的眼睛。
Prophet is the eye for the church.
那这里呢，特别的讲到。
Here it says,
犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我的，要听我说。
People of Jerusalem, have faith in the law, in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophets, and you will be successful.
Okay, that's fine. 他说呢，信耶和华我们的神就必立本，信他的先知就必亨通。
So, believe in God, and you will be upheld. And believe in your prophets, and you will be successful.
当然，大家会想到什么真先知、假先知的事情。
So, of course, when we talk about prophet, you probably will think of the true prophet or the false prophet.
怎么样去分辨？我们今天不讲。
How to distinguish? We won't talk about it today.
你如果有兴趣的话，你可以星期六的早上7:00到我们的祷告会来。我们在那边圣灵用作的时候呢，有时候我们会有操练和也有一些教导。
So if you're interested, come to church on Saturday morning. Sometime we will have perfected words and the Holy Spirit presence is very strong.
也可以不断的来读圣经。有机会的话呢，就上这个 Zoom 跟我们一起来学习。
So when you have time, come on to Zoom and study with us.
一个题外的话。如果你没有不知道怎么来下载 Zoom 的话，等一会完了以后找阿文弟兄啊，你下载。下载完以后，你能上也好，不能上也好呢，这些工具在手里面，我还是鼓励大家有时间就上来跟我们一起。
If you don't know how to use Zoom, find Alvin, download it. Whether you use it or not, as long as you have this tool and resource in your hand.
大家知道，就是说学习呢有一些规律。
You know, learning is there's a process to make.
一般来说呢，你如果自己读书呢，效果是10%以下。
If you study yourself, if you learn by yourself, the successful rate is under 10%.
如果你跟别人互动呢，可以到30%-40%。
If you interact with others during learning process, then your successful rate is 30%-40%.
如果再加上操练呢，可以到70%-80%。
By application plus application, you can reach successful rate to 70%-80%.
所以我鼓励大家有时间呢，我们在 Zoom 上，在会议室里面一起来学，完了以后下面呢一起来操练。
So I encourage every one of you to come to Zoom.To learn, then we can apply it to our life.
那包括怎么样来认识这些恩赐，先知的恩赐。
Including how to discover or distinguish the gifts that you have.
因为都写在圣经里面。
Because it's all written in the Bible.
没有什么新鲜的。
There's nothing new.
所以呢，就是说，这里讲到呢，信他的先知就必亨通。
So here it says, believe, trust in your prophets, you will be successful.
那所以下个礼拜你如果你自己心里觉得你愿意来接受先知的服侍。
So next week, if you feel that you want to get ministered by the prophet,
你可以预备你的心。
You can prepare your heart.
你如果觉得很有信心，
if,
没有任何的疑惑。
If you feel very confident and has no regret,
你就来就对了。
Then just come as well.
如果你有些疑惑什么的呢，你就禁食祷告，建议你禁食。
Yeah, if you have doubts.Maybe fast couple of days to get ready for yourself.
那先知呢？我们请的先知呢，就说是正全世界好很多的教会都公认的。
The prophet that I invite is recognized by churches globally.
他服侍的方式呢，就是我们不会特意的让他为每一个人来祷告。
The way that he ministers every one of us is.It's not that we are going to ask him to pray for each one of us.
我能认识他，但是我不会告诉他任何关于我们教会的我们每一个人的事情。
I will not tell him anything about you.
所以呢，他会在这祷告上，他会深感动他，他就会点名。
So if he Holy Spirit asks him to pray for any one of you, then it's up to him.
所以祷告的东西呢，你就记录下来。
So if you get prayed, just write down.
过后很重要的一个呢，你要在教会里面接受牧养。
So later on, very important thing is after you get ministered by the prophet, you need to get, come to the church.
你不明白的呢，你来找我，找牧者。
If you don't understand, come and find me.
那为什么呢
？Why?
先知发的一些预言，神的启示，临到你的时候呢，这种光临到你，有时候是摸不着头脑的。
Because the words come from God through prophet. Sometimes it's confusing. You don't understand. You won't see the light sometimes.
因为是关于你很深的地方的东西。
Because it's about the deep things inside of you.
还有未来的东西。
And your future.
所以需要牧养。
So need to help from the church.
所以我鼓励大家也为此来祷告。
So pray for this matter as well.
那我们讲的呢，最主要的就是我们要心在启示的光里。
So we want to talk about living in the revelation.
我们的教会必须要心在神的光里面。
Our church must walk in the revelation, in the light of God.
我作为牧者的话，我要把最好的来能够接触到的来带给大家，在末世的时候，每一个我们的弟兄姐妹。都不后悔。
So as a pastor, I want to give you the best, and so that in the later days in this world, we won't have regret.
因为在任何动荡发生的时候，你知道神和你同在，信心要不断的提升。
Because you will know your faith will be lifted up. You know that later on in the shaking world, God will be with you.
包括今天下午的这个联合聚会
，including the joint worship this evening.
如果你有时间，我鼓励你去参加。
I encourage you to go to.
这代表教会的合一，众教会的合一。
This represents the unity of all the churches.
这也是很重要的光。
This is also very important light.
让众教会一起。
So that all the churches be one.
来兴旺福音。
And spread the gospel.
我讲了这么多，正题还没讲。
I've talked a lot, but the main point I haven't talked about yet.
其实刚才讲的也是正题啊。那我现在，在我讲圣经之前呢，我请 Michael 弟兄上来有一个见证要做。
So before I talk about the Bible, I want to invite Brother Michael come and give a testimony.
So Michael, please come.
Yeah, we invite Michael to.
So Michael is a Korean believer.
Oh,
yeah. Now he had a beautiful testimony how he became a Christian. It's also the Lord's light come upon him. He 他过去是一个佛教徒，但是怎么样借着基督的光临到他以后呢，他就成了一个基督徒。那今天呢，他会有个。十分钟的时间来介绍一下。So next 10 minutes, we're gonna,
Okay, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi. 大家好。
Yeah.
I'm glad to meet you here. I'm a Korean guy, and I haven't been in Canada about 2 years, so I'm brand new.
我是一个朝鲜人，在这里呢两年，我算是一个新人。
I have a question. Is there anybody cannot speak Chinese?
这里有没有人不会讲中文的？
Okay. 其实我会说汉语的，但是我不需要他，但是为了你 ，just for you， I can speak Chinese， and that's really
so important.
Okay. Actually, I'm an international student here, Trinity Western University. Now I'm taking worldview and cross culture. Meaning is.
他呢？他是在这里的留学生，在这个商业大学呢学习这个就是不同文化之间交流啊这一方面。
Yes, no. Few days ago, Mary and I met in a mall. Tim Hortons.
前几天呢，跟 Mary 姐妹呢在 Tim Hortons 就碰见了。
Yeah, that time she was explaining somebody, maybe his her friend, about Jesus Christ.
那个时候，她正在跟一些朋友在祷告关于耶稣的事情，讲关于耶稣的事情。
I thought that was great.
我觉得那是很美的一件事情。
Finally, we were telling him about Jesus together.
后来呢，我们一起就在一起就开始讲耶稣了。
And then she requested me to make a testimony in this church.
那后来呢，她就告诉我要不要做一个见证啊。
So that's why I came here.
那后来呢，就来了。
Yeah. Now I'm gonna tell you gospel. I want to tell you how God led me to Jesus and how God set me free from my sin and what I have now is.
那我要告诉大家，神怎么样找到我，怎么样让我从罪里面得到解放，怎么样来认识了耶稣。
I was born in Buddhist family in South Korea.
我是南韩呢，出生在一个佛教徒的家庭。
And I went to a temple which was near my house. I went to temple.
他是呢去那个他家附近的一个寺庙。
Yeah, so me. That time, what I believe about the life was so simple. I believe that if I die, I am able to reborn in other shape.
那个时候，我相信轮回转世，我死了以后就变成另外一个东西。
So sometime, I thought I was hoping in reborn into a Superman.Or Batman.
那个时候呢，我在想象我将来再次转世的时候呢，我要成为一个蜘蛛侠或者是一个 Superman 超人。
Yeah, so that time, very important thing is my current life. So I thought I had to focus on my current life.
所以那个时候呢，我特别注重我现在的生活，因为我将来要为了将来下一轮。
It was important for me to prepare a next life because I can reboot my life. Looks like a computer.
就是说我这个时候呢，好像我要给我的那个computer 呢，到时候要重新就是更新一样。
So that time I didn't believe Jesus Christ.
那个时候不相信耶稣基督。
When I was in military in my South Korea,
在南韩从军的时候。
My father passed away.
我的爸爸过世了。
It shook my whole life, and I had not even seen a death before.
因为那个时候我从来没见过人死亡，但是呢，爸爸的去世让我的生命发生很大的震动。
Yeah, I was worried about my life. What will be happened after I die?
那时候我就会来考虑，那我死了会怎么样呢？
One day, my friend invited me to his church.
那有一个朋友呢，带我就去了他的教会。
The first time I went to the church, I heard about what they believe.
那第一次去教会就听到他们所相信的是什么。
Looks like you. They said There is a living God, the Creator.
那里有一个神，就是我们永活的创造主。
And the man disobeyed God, so Bible called this sin.
那人呢就背离了神，圣经把这叫做罪。
And after death, people will be judged.
那死后呢就会有审判。
So God loved the man and made a wonderful plan for people.
因着神爱世人呢，就设计了一个非常美好的计划。
This plan is to make God's only son be a man.
这个计划就是让神的独生子成为人。
To have his son die on the cross instead of a man and to rise from the dead.
让他的儿子呢在十字架上替人受死，最后呢也复活。
And then anyone who believes in Jesus Christ will be saved.
那每一个相信主耶稣的人呢就会得救。
That time I didn't believe that there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no Jesus, everything is a lie.
那个时候我不相信神，不相信地狱，不相信天堂，我也不相信耶稣基督，所有的都对我来说都是谎言。
So that time I was ready to fight with God.
那个时候呢，我是准备好要来，来好像那个征战对抗。
And challenge God.
就是要来挑战神。
If you are alive, why don't you come here, just in front of me?
那你如果是活着的，为什么不站在我面前呢？
Otherwise, you are lying.
那如果你今天不站在我面前，你不就是在撒谎吗？
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit came to me, touched my heart.
那真实的事情发生，就是说圣灵真的来到我的生命里面来，触摸我的心。
And he said, "A little boy, I am here. What should you do?"
那他就说，小孩子，我在这里，你要做什么？
Nothing. So I surrendered my life to God.
那后来呢，我就把我的生命交给了神。
And I said, "I'm so sorry. I never did know you alive."
我说我非常的抱歉，我不知道你真的是活着的。
So since that day, I became a Christian.
从那天开始呢，我就成了一个基督徒。
My perspective is changing.
那我对所有问题的看法都改变了。
I don't like to become a superman.
我不需要成为一个超人。
So I want to go to heaven when I come to die.
我需要去天堂，当我死亡的时候。
Yeah, my perspective and my belief to life, all is changed by God.
那个时候，我对生命的价值观和这个目标彻底的改变。
But other problems coming up.
另外的问题呢，同时也出现了。
My father is okay because he passed away.
我爸爸呢，他好了，他已经去世了。
But my mom and my sister were strict Buddhist.
但是我的妈妈和我的姐妹都是非常虔诚的佛教徒。
So they pressed me just come back to Buddhism again.
他们就压迫我，试图要把我再次的变回这个佛教徒。
And they asked me why my poor son changed your heart to Christianity.
为什么我这个可怜的儿子把他的心就归给了耶稣呢？
Yes, so I answered my family.
那我就对我的家人讲。
妈，听我的话。You have to listen to my word.
妈 ，you need to listen to me. 你要听我的话。
Actually, there are many differences between Buddhism and Christianity.
事实上，从这个佛教和基督教之间呢，有很大的一个区别。
First of all, the creator.
第一个呢，就是有一个创造主。
There is a creator who created heavens and earth.
有一个创造主呢，创造了天，创造了地。
Second, in other religion,
在别的宗教里面，
you have to work for your salvation.
你要拼命的心上做事情才能得救。
This means that you have to save your life yourself.
也就是你自己要来救你自己。
It is depending on your work.
就是在于你的功劳。
So if it is true,
如果是真实的。
You don't need any of God's anymore.
也就是说，如果是通过你自己的功勤心上来得救的话呢，你不需要上帝。
You already have some power to save your life.
也就是说，你已经有能力能够自己得救。
Looks like Superman.
就像超人一样。
But I think so.
但是呢，我不相信这个。
However hard do you try, you cannot save your life yourself.
就是。我相信不管人怎么样努力也不可能救自己。
You might earn some big money. You might take some big money.
你可能去赚到大钱，做到这个，做到那个。
Keep on your health.
你可能会来保护你的健康。
Have children who will take a lot of good stuff in your life.
可能会生孩子，也可能有很多的财势。
But you cannot save your life when you come to die.
但是你在死亡的时候，你没有办法来拯救你自己的生命。
But God said, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
但是圣经讲的就是，如果你先信上帝呢，你就会得救。
And you will get eternal life.
你就会有永远的生命。
And when you come to die, you will be in heaven with God.
如果你死了，你会跟上帝在一起，在天堂里面。
I believe that.
我相信这个。
So I believe in Jesus Christ who saved my life and will take me into heaven forever.
我相信通过耶稣基督，我的生命已经得救，我将来会在天堂永远活着。
Yes, I believe that. But another problem.
那我相信了，另外一个问题又出来了。
We believe Jesus Christ, and we believe whoever Jesus Christ, who believe in Jesus Christ, go into heaven.
那我们相信，就是说相信耶稣的就要去天堂。
But how about our life, real life?
那在我们今天现实的生活里面，我们怎么样来行事为人呢？
I'm not perfect, so sometimes I did bad things in my life.
那我们还不完全，有时候我们还是会做一些坏事情。
That time I'm very nervous, I'm very worried about losing my salvation.
所以我就会常常的会来这个紧张，我担心我做了一件坏事，是不是我就失去我的救恩。
Although I believe in Jesus Christ, and he promised me you will be in heaven, but...In my opinion, I'm not good. My behavior, my action, my practice never improve. I'm a Christian. So maybe I could lost my salvation.
那事实上我在生活里面有一些东西凭良心讲做得不够好，我会不会失去这个救赎的恩典呢？
So I...found some pastor looks like him.
那我就去找一些牧师像他这样。
And ask him.
就问。
You know me. I was a Buddhist, but now I'm a Christian.
你知道我过去是一个佛教徒，现在是一个基督徒。
But in my opinion, I thought you are two religions very similar.
但是我觉得好像这两个信仰也有点相似。
When I was a Buddhist.The monk said to me, you have to follow law, otherwise you never go to a good place.
因为在这个佛教里面也讲到你要遵守法律，遵守律法，这样不然你不会去一个好的地方。
But in church, sometimes pastor sermon to us, you have to follow the law, otherwise maybe you in big trouble.
那我们在教会里面也会讲你一定要来遵循律法。不然的话，你会有很大的麻烦。
So when I heard both sides is very similar, so let me confused why I believe Jesus Christ.
那个时候呢，我觉得两边都有些相似的地方。那我为什么要相信耶稣呢
？That time, pastor laughed at me.
那个时候呢，那个牧师就笑。
a little boy, you're wrong.
他说你这个小孩子，你错了。
Okay, let me ask you 5 questions.
我问你五个问题。
Okay, you have to answer me.
你必须要来回答。
Okay. Is salvation coming from God?
那这个救恩是从上帝来的呢？
Yes, I said.
是的。
Okay, so salvation is free?
是不是白白的恩典呢？
I said.Yes.
是的，是的。
Okay, so you don't need to work for your salvation yourself.
所以如果是这样，你就不需要为你的这个救恩来努力去工作。
Yes. So the salvation is never shaken by anything.
所以这个救恩呢，不会被任何东西所动摇。
Even though your bad life.
甚至你可能做了一些坏事。
I said, yes.
好险哦哦哦。
Okay. There's a last question. Why? Why don't you believe in Jesus Christ?
为什么你单单的不相信耶稣呢？
Jesus already gave you perfect freedom.
那耶稣已经给你完全的自由。
But.I asked my pastor again. I know that is free, but I felt big trouble in my heart.
我知道这是完全是白白的恩典，但是我心里面好多时候还是很挣扎。
I might make my work to affirm my faith, being children of God. The meaning is I have to work my salvation.
那我还是要做事情，要证明我是上帝的儿女，是不是？
有点不一样。如果我是神的儿子的话，我应该做好的事。如果不到这种很好的行为的话，谁能对我说你是神的儿子
？Okay, wonderful. You translate. Good.
I'm sorry about that. But Pastor answered me. You're right. You're right. You have to do right thing in your life. In front of God.
在上帝面前需要做正确的事情。
But it is not for making your salvation, but through being your faith.
这 是你的信心的结果，信仰的结果。
Actually, we have to do right thing in our life, and we show people how God's people live in this world. It's a very important thing.
就是今天我们在这个世界上，我们怎么样来生活呢？对我们是非常的重要。
That's when it's come true salvation. We have to do.Believe Jesus Christ, not using our behavior or a good.
就是我们要得到救恩呢，我们是因着信耶稣，并不是因为我们的这个行为。
So that time, leaning back in my head, oh, that is a freedom. That is a God.
这个就是真正的自由。Amen.给我们的弟兄一个掌声，好不好
？Thank you. I got a long time here. I'm so sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah,
it's very wonderful testimony. Some other time you will share more.
Okay. So I want to believe Jesus Christ like me. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. 感谢主，就是神把一个光呢赐给我们的弟兄。
So God gives our brother a light.
那他讲的非常的对。
What you said is right.
我们的救恩不是靠着我们的行为，是靠着耶稣基督。
Our salvation is not by the work of our hands; it's because of Jesus Christ.
但是我们讲到具体的这个世界上的生活呢？
But then the reality in our life is.
我们怎么样把神给的这样一个救恩和生命活出来
？How do we live a life? With salvation,
我相信 我们在座的人不仅仅是关心将来天堂上的事情，你肯定也关心今天地上的事情，对不对？
So I believe that all of you sitting here not only think about the heaven, but you also think about your current life as well.
其实，从刚才弟兄的见证里面知道，就是我们今日信耶稣基督呢。
For the testimony of our brother, because we believe in Jesus.
圣灵就赐给了我们。
Holy Spirit lives in us.
所以耶稣就讲到呢，就是说他赐给我们的这个生命呢，在地上会是一个非常丰盛的生命。
So Jesus says the light that He gives to us on this earth will be a full life.
所以我们看了这经文在新约里面。
In the New Testament.
那第一个呢是约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10,
第十章第十节
verse 10, John chapter 10, verse 10.
Yeah, 他说盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So it says, thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
那这个就是说得到丰盛的生命呢，不仅仅是我们将来。
So it means that this full life, it doesn't only mean future.
我们讲到这个永恒的生命呢，我们好多时候有一个讲法。
So when we talk about eternal life, we have this this saying.
就说是将来，将来去天堂。
It's the future, it's eternal.
其实讲到永恒呢，是过去、现在、未来。
The eternal actually mean past, present, and future.
那过去、现在、未来，这叫做永恒。
This is eternal.
你过去的命运改变，现在的改变，将来的也改变。
So, your past has changed, your future has changed. Now your life has changed.
现在你肯定不明白，跟我有些讲的东西，为什么 past 和 change？ 那耶稣来呢，就是要 change.
Because Jesus come, He is going to change your past.
那更重要的是什么呢？是今天。
Most important is current today.
今天我们跟耶稣在一起， today, 今天我们就得救。
Today we are with Jesus, then today we get saved.
因为明天不在我们的手上。
Because tomorrow is not in our.
虽然主有永恒的应许。
Even though Jesus promised, has eternal promise.
当然我们有着永恒的确据。
But we have the truth, the fact about eternal.
在我们的心里
in our heart.
但是更重要的是今天。
But most importantly is today, current.
因为今天我们跟主有什么样的关系？
So today, how is our relationship with God?
这决定我们的一切。
That decides everything.
所以讲到永恒的时候呢，要从今天开始。
So when we talk about eternal, it starts from today.
所以耶稣讲呢，信他的人就会怎么样？得到什么？丰盛的生命。
So when Jesus said, when you believe in Him, you will get a full life.
像刚才弟兄讲的，当我们信的时候呢，那个因着那个确据呢，耶稣就把那个门跟上帝祝福的大门就打开。
So as our brother testimony said, when we believe in Jesus, the door between us and God is open.
它不在光上。
It's not close.
因为它是圣经上它是永远的大祭司。
Because Jesus is forever priest for us.
这个门不在光上。
This door never closed. The veil has been opened.
那圣灵也赐给我们住在我们的里面。
So Holy Spirit lives in us as well.
圣经上讲呢，是一个池，是一个押金，是一个首付，已经放在我们的里面。
So the Bible is a deposit for us. Holy Spirit lives in us.
但是我们这一方面要怎么做呢？
So how are we going to do this?
我们基督徒怎么样活出一个丰盛的生命呢？
How we are to live a full life?
那包括弟兄刚才担心的问题，好多人也会担心。
As our brother worry, the questions.
有的人不太担心，但是基督徒呢，过得好像一直在挣扎，一直在很多的魔鬼的压制里。
So some of you might not think about worry about salvation, but the way that we live, sometimes we worry and we get oppressed by the bad one.
那我们就是要来真正敞开胸怀，接受那个丰满的救恩，完全的救恩，包括今天在地上神要给你的一个丰盛的生命。
So we need to open our heart to God and receive, including the full life that Jesus is going to
give.
So when we talk about the revelation, the light of revelation, first receive Jesus.
另外我们在地上呢,要活出基督要我们活的这样一个生命,进入我们的命定。
So second, live a life that Jesus wants you to live and get into your calling.
大家知道你在地上有一个命定吗?
You know that you have a calling on earth, right?
你知道这个命定不是关于你上天堂不上天堂的事情吗?
It is not about you go to heaven or not.
因为上天堂耶稣已经决定你上天堂。
Because Jesus already decided you go to heaven.
你活在地上活得好不好,有没有活出那个,那种,荣美的一个生命,那是你的命定。
So your calling is to live a beautiful life on this earth. How to live a beautiful life on this earth?
那当然你说将来天堂里面光明,有没有光明,那你坐在神的左边还是右边啊,多远的地方,这个也许是很重要的。
So of course, whether you have a crown on heaven, whether sitting on the right hand or left hand of Jesus Christ, probably is different.
But
this is not.
但是事实上,今天你如果能够在地上就决定跟随主过一个丰盛的生命呢,你明天在天堂里面,你会很平安地坐在那里。
So, but if you decided today to follow Jesus, to live a full life, then when you are in heaven, you will have peace.
所以我们今天要用各样的恩赐来彼此的来服侍。
So today we want to use different gifts and come and help each other.
我们让神的圣灵呢敞开，就把他把所有的美好都要赐给我们，把那个律法呢是写在我们的心上，不需要我们在外面拼命来挣扎。
So we want to open door for Holy Spirit to come write the laws to our heart, not that we have to struggle and fight for it.
你知道律法写在心上是什么感觉吗?
Do you know how it feels to have laws written in your heart?
律法写在书上拼命念是什么感觉吗?
How you feel if you just read the laws from the book, rather than having laws written in your heart?
那天我碰到一个弟兄，我跟他聊到这些事情。
I met a brother the other day, and we talk about this stuff.
他过去在街上流浪的一个弟兄，后来结婚了。
He was a homeless, then later on he got married.
那后来呢，他就学习这些东西，怎么样去给予。So
later on he studied this thing, how to give.
他说他和他太太的婚姻呢，很幸福。He
has a beautiful marriage with his wife.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说：“即使我的才疏学浅，我没有什么知识。”
I have not much education.
在街上长大。
And tell her I grew up on the street.
他说：“我真的就信这个去给予。”
I just believe what the Bible said to give.
他说：“我和我的太太呢，我们在家里面做家事的时候，都会想到去给。”
So even me and my wife were doing chore at home. We were thinking about how to give.
他说：“我们每一个人都想怎么样多做一点。”
We were thinking how to do more.
为对方多做一点。
How to do more for the others.
他说：“我觉得这非常有意义。”
I find this very meaningful.
这就是律法写在我们的心上。
This is called the law written in our heart.
不再挣扎。
So that we are not struggling, we are willing.
是圣灵在我们的里面，给我们一个美好的生命。
It is the Holy Spirit that lives in us that enables us to do those.
事实上在人生里面可能还有很多的挣扎。
Actually, in reality, you might still have struggle in your life.
所以当我们继续不断地仰望耶稣的时候,
So when we keep going to Jesus,
继续弟兄姐妹彼此来加油的时候,
When we support each other, encourage each other,
我们不同的恩赐彼此服侍的时候,
We use our gifts to support and minister each other.
那就天,今天有人来把椅子摆好,今天有人来把这些影响摆好,来敬拜,来预备讲道,预备奉献,这一切呢,都是为了我们,就是一个更丰盛的生命。
So all of this will encourage us to go live a full life when you just put a chair in the church, getting the audio set up and stuff.
而且很多的人也需要我们这样的生命。
A lot of people need this kind of life.
我们就开始给。
And we keep giving and giving.
是不是？这就是一个大光临到我们。
this is a big life, a true life come to us.
所以上一次奉献的经文说，那个大光临到了加利利坐在死荫里面的人。
Last time I mentioned that there's a light come to people sitting in the dark in Galilee.
我们再看一节经文，耶稣也讲到同样的这一个丰盛的生命，在约翰福音第七章十二节，在这个第七章。
So John chapter 7 verse 12.
三十七节，三十七节。
John 7 verse 37.
耶稣就大声地说
so Jesus said in loud,
人若渴了可以到我这里来
If you're thirsty, come to me.
可以到我这里来喝
Come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, stream of living water will flow from within him.
你知道在你里面会流出活水的江河来。
Do you know that you have a living, you will have a living water flow from you?
活水的江河是什么概念吗
？What's that mean, living water?
你知道你跟一个生命的源头、活水的源头接通了。
So it means that when you connect with the source, the creator, the living water will flow through you.
这个水来滋养你。
Will flourish, will nourish you.
而且它不断地要流出去。
And this living water will flow out to others.
这就是我们的生命。
This is our life.
这就是我们的救恩。
This is our salvation.
我们得救以后，每一个人都是一个活人。
When after we got our salvation, every one of us is a living one.
不要想你是坏人还是好人。
Don't think of you as a good person or bad person.
太累了。
Too tired.
你也搞不清楚你是好人坏人。
Sometimes you get confused.
说句不好听的话，你还是个罪人。
Actually, you are still a sinner.
但是呢，在神的眼里呢，他又说你是好人。
But then in God's eye, you're a sinner.
为什么？因为耶稣付上了完全的代价。
Because Jesus has paid the price.
所以你不要再去挣扎你是好人坏人。
So don't struggle. You are good or bad.
做对做错。
Right or wrong.
走错了，爬起来往前走。
If you did wrong, just sign up with God again.
主啊 ，sorry， 赦免我。
So just repent and move forward.
我们不能爱的时候，说神啊，你给我爱的能力。
When you cannot love, ask God for love.
弟兄姐妹，最主要的，当我们愿意这样做的时候，你常常不断的来经历神。
When we are willing to do like that, you will experience God.
那种经历是世界上的人根本不能明白。
That kind of experience, people in this world cannot understand.
你怎么会过这样的生活呢
？How do you live a life like that?
别人都非常的焦虑，因为这个世界的股票市场在变，这个川普拼命要搞什么，这个国家那个国家，对不对？做生意的人心里都慌慌，对不对
？When other parts of the world are shaking, whether in political field or finance field.
那在中国做生意的人呢，有钱的人呢，搞不清楚合法还是不合法。那人家说合法就合法，人家说不合法就不合法。
Businessmen in China, they are confused whether this is legal or not legal. Other people say legal, other people say not legal.
那转到加拿大来
，So when you come to Canada,
怎么样呢
？How is it？
为了孩子。
For the children.
怎么搞的？我给他钱，最后这个孩子不争气呢
？So how is that? I give him money to come.
我们都搞不清
楚。He's gone back.
都搞不清楚。
We don't know. We're not sure. We're confused.
我们真的也不需要搞清楚。
Actually, we don't need to be so.
因为我们需要的是耶稣基督。
Because what we need is.
需要上帝的大光。
We need the light from God.
那么越跟随，信心越大。
The more we follow, the more faith we have.
信心越大，经历越多。
The more faith you have, the more experience with God you have.
爱越多
，more love.
越能给
，you can give more.
我们讲到这里呢，我们一起来起立，我们真的再次的来。
So I want you all to stand up.
再次的来感谢我们的耶稣。
And give thanks to Jesus.
赐给我们新的生命。
Give us a new life.
不仅仅是新的生命，而是一个丰盛的生命。
Not only a new life, but a full new life.
不仅仅是为将来，而是今天我们就得到。
Not only for the eternal future, but for today.
所以再次的敞开心。
So open your heart.
把你自己再次的交给耶稣。
Give yourself to Jesus.
把你的罪，把你的好的坏的都交给耶稣。
Bring your sin, bring all the badness to God.
即使是好的，也再次的交给耶稣。
Even the good, the good things about you, you give it to Jesus.
一个感恩的心说谢谢你主。
With a thankful heart, say thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你让我经历过去的一切。
Thank you for letting me experience my past.
过去的一年，我所经历的苦难、经历的成功，我都再次的献上感恩。
All the trouble and success that I experienced last year, I bring it to you.
谢谢你一直和我同在。
Thank you for being with me all this time.
特别弟兄姐妹们，敞开心。要接受圣灵的充满。
So open your heart and receive the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣来这个救恩最主要的就是说神的灵要住在你的里面。
Most important thing is the Spirit of God lives within you.
不仅仅是一点点。
Not only little bit.
而是你要多少他就给你多少。
However much you want.
所以你里面要有活水的江河要流出来。
The living water will flow from you.
继续张开口来接受他，不要怀疑。
Just receive him.
主啊，是的，主，现在主啊，你的圣灵来大大的充满我们每一个人。
So thank you, Jesus.
不是因着我们的好和坏。
Not because the work of.
而是因着耶稣在十字架上救赎的大功。
Because of what you did on the cross.
主啊，因为那是一个完全的祭。
Because that is the perfect sacrifice.
因为我们的罪都得到了赦免。
Because our sins are forgiven.
控告我们的罪状已经钉在十字架上。
The one that who against us has been crushed down.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你的圣灵充满我。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that fill us.
感谢主，赞美主，哈利路亚。
Thank you, Jesus. I praise you.
不要疑惑，你要来接受圣灵的充满。首先接受耶稣，成为你的救主。
Receive Jesus as your salvation, and then receive Holy Spirit. Do not doubt. Open your heart.
Hallelujah! 赞美主。
Lord,
今天神要赐给你一个新的心、新的灵。
God is going to give you a new heart, a new spirit.
你已经接受耶稣了，神要把更丰盛的生命赐给。
You have received Jesus. Jesus is going to give you a more full, prosperous life.
你要在地上为主来做主、做见证、发光。
You have testimony for Jesus and shine for Jesus.
我们再次的也把我们的家人、我们的需要带到神的面前。
We bring our needs, our family in front of God.
因为他是我们的爸爸。
Because he's our father.
他已经付上了一切的代价。
He has paid the price.
我们把我们中间的病人、我们的一切的需要再次的带到他的跟前。
Bring all the sickness, bring all your needs in front of God.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也不要把自己限制自己，不要限制自己。
Do not limit yourself.
要扩大你的容器。
Extend your territory.
因为神要祝福你。
Because God is going to bless you.
你要成为别人的祝福。
You will be a blessing to others.
哈利路亚，收到了哈巴伊地，上到了哈迪格里，收到了哈巴伊地，哈迪格里格里格里。主啊，是的，主圣灵，你现在来，主啊，建在你的身上。哈利路亚，是的，主，把我们的家人所有需要的带到你的跟前。
Our family, our needs bring before you, God.
主啊，我们宣告有病的要得医治。
We proclaim that all the sickness will be healed.
把Esther城的孩子要带到你的跟前。哈利路亚。
Children of Esther will bring in front of you, God.
宣告你的应许在这孩子的身上。
Proclaim that your promises on this child.
将来要为你做见证，哈利路亚。
He will be a testimony for you, Lord.
为你发光，哈利路亚。
Will shine for you, Lord.
在神看来不能的，在神都能，哈利路亚。
There's no impossible thing for you, God.
人要看到他的时候，要述说耶稣的荣耀。
When people see him, they will give thanks to you, Jesus.
我们 Mark和 Jane 的这个儿子也带到你的跟前。
We'll bring Mark Jane's children, child.
主啊，是的，主，在人不能的，在你都能。
When we human cannot, but you can, God, you can heal him.
主啊，是你医治这个悄悄，哈利路亚。
Heal him, God.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的把心里的婆婆，现在是一个植物人，也带到你的跟前，主啊，你要来医治她。
Yes, Lord, heal Cindy, mother-in-law, so that she can have life.
我们现在把你所有有病的都带到主的面前，不要，他不是一个小气的神。
So now bring all the sickness to God. He wants to heal you.
主啊，是的，主，我们一起来祷告，一起来开口来祷告。
So just open your heart and pray.
说多了好话不管主啊是的主主啊是的主不要疑惑加增我们的信心哈利路亚
give us faith Lord
主啊是的主赞美你
we praise you Lord
赞美
praise you Lord
赞美你还有我们家里面不信主的人也带到主的面前
so we bring our family that are not still not believing Jesus to you Lord
主啊是那种不仅仅是要他们信主
we not only want them to believe Lord
而是让我们的家人真的要过一个丰盛的生命
we want to let our family have a full life as well Lord
主啊他们要找到他们的归宿
they will find their creator
他们要进入那永恒的生命。
They will go into the eternal life.
主啊，是的，主，我们宣告，主啊，我们的家人都是受你祝福的。
So we proclaim in Jesus' name that Lord, our family is blessed by you, Lord.
不管他们现在认识还是不认识你。
Whether they believe or not believe in you, Lord, right now.
愿你的大爱来环绕他们。
Let your love surround them.
愿你的启示临到他们。
Let your revelation, your lights come upon them.
愿你的美好临到他们。
And let your goodness come to them, Lord.
让他们来经历你。
Let them experience you, Lord.
经历到你的真实。
Experience the realness.
经历到你的保护的力量。
Experience your protection, Lord.
主啊，世界上没有什么东西可以保护我们。
There's nothing can protect us, Lord.
我们要来经历你的保护。
So we want to experience your protection. Spread your protection over us.
主啊，是的，主啊，你的圣灵大大的运行。
Holy Spirit, come fall upon us.
宣告你是真正得胜的神。
So we proclaim that you are victorious, God.
宣告在十字架上已经废除了魔鬼的作为。
So we proclaim that Jesus, you have crushed all the enemies doing on the cross.
你说神的儿子叫谁得自由，谁就自由了。
Whoever the Son set free is free indeed.
我们释放我们的家人要得自由。
We release our family to be free.
我们要释放我们的身体得自由。
We release our body to be healthy and free free.
释放我们的财务得自由。
Our financial, we have financial freedom, Lord.
释放我们的婚姻、亲子关系得自由。
Our marriage, our relationship with our children, be free and healthy, Lord.
释放我们教会里面每一个弟兄姐妹的心思意念得自由。
Release all our emotions, for our brother and sister in this church, Lord.
我们的教会要进入命定。
Our church will walk in revelation, Lord.
要成为这个区域的大光。
Will be a light in this area, Lord.
像先知多次所发的预言。
As the prophet said.
神要像潮水一样涌进来。
Lots of people will come rushing into our church.
神迹奇事将成为这边的一个这边一个奇光。
Miracles will happen here.
主啊，是的，主，我们谢谢你。
So thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你，哈利路亚。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
是祝福我们每一个弟兄姐妹的生意。
Bless the business for everyone here, Lord.
你给我们一个更大的心。
Give us a big heart.
更多的智慧。
More wisdom from you, Lord.
更大的信心。
More faith from you, Lord.
主啊，让我们有更多的爱去爱那些不可爱的人。
Give us love that we can love those unlovable.
你也给我们更大的度量来承受你的祝福。
Give us the capacity, the big capacity to receive your big love.
让我们的手也伸出去祝福更多的人。
So that we may extend our hands and bless others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。大家如果有一个个别的一些祷告的话，也可以两三个人在一起。今天有圣餐，我在圣餐的时候，我们就来有一些祷告。
So we'll take communion today. As we take communion, we can have a group of two.
我们请今天负责圣餐的弟兄，把这个圣餐带到前面来。主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们再次的说，我们的神不是一个仅仅是一个字句的神。
So we say again that our God is not
just a written name.
So he's a living God.
我们讲的救恩不仅仅是一些话语。
So the salvation that we talk about is not only about talk and words.
是真实的救恩。
Is the real salvation the true salvation?
我们的罪真的得到赦免。
Our sins are really forgiven.
圣灵真的住在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit does live in us.
主啊，是的，主，你在被卖的那一夜，你说你们要这样做来纪念我。
So that night you said, do this to remember me.
你就拿起饼来。
Take this piece of bread.
你说这是我的身体。
This is my body that's broken for you.
为你们掰开。
This is my body that's broken for you.
谢谢你，因着你的身体掰开。
Thank you for your body that's broken for us.
让我们今天能够家庭合而为一，跟主、跟父神合而为一。
So that today we might be one with Father God.
我们的家庭也能和好。
So that our family be one, Lord.
因为你宽恕了我们。
Because you have forgiven us.
我们也能宽恕别人。
So that we may forgive others.
主啊，你同时拿起杯来。
So you said, take this cup.
你说，这是我和你们立约的血。
This is the covenant that I made with you, with my blood.
被多人流出来。
Shed for many others.
使罪得赦。
So that your sins may be forgiven.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
你流血让我们的罪得赦。
Because of your blood, that our sins are forgiven.
我们纪念你。
We remember you, Lord.
我们同时也主要检查我们自己。
So at the same time, we search ourselves.
圣经上讲，如果在领圣餐的时候，你有哪些罪还没有认了，就赶紧认了。特别你跟人际关系上面的，你要去过后要去和好。
So when we're taking the communion, if you remember any of your sin, repent.
因为主付了很大的代价。
Yeah, because God has paid, Jesus has paid a big price.
不要让他难过。
Don't let him worry.
哈利路亚，赞美。好，大家就从左边出来以后呢，领了以后到右边，你有感动，就几个人在一起来祷告。
So just come up from the left side and take the communion, and after maybe two or three gather together and pray.